The Wire.
Sitting on the beach watching transnational criminal scum neoliberal filth.
To hear a different perspective on the Green Party's pledge to renters, I spoke to Bill McKay, senior lecturer at the University of Auckland School of Architecture and Planning. We spoke about gaps in the pledge, why holding landlords accountable is important, and where the pledge leaves young voters in the upcoming election. Do you see renters' rights as an issue that is highly prevalent amongst the current generation of architecture and planning students?
I think definitely I hear all sorts of stories from my students. I've also, between houses, experienced being a renter a couple of years ago, and it's quite amazing, it's quite eye-opening. You really do feel like a second-class citizen when you're renting in New Zealand.
And so a pledge from the Greens to protect renters' rights, is that a sustainable and long-term solution to our housing crisis?
It's I don't know about in terms of a housing crisis, but we do know that in places like the United States and Europe, renters have much more rights, so consequently, renting becomes an acceptable way of living for most of your life. One of the reasons in New Zealand that we want to get a house is so that we get a capital gain out of it. That's a separate issue, but also so that we've got more freedom with the way that we want to live, you know, pets, changing the colours of walls, small things like that.
So an agreement like this could bring us up to the similar standards of renters' rights as other countries?
It's the beginning. The other thing that I hope for more immediately out of this is that landlords become more professional. We often hear from landlords that they're average New Zealanders, you know, that they're mums and dads themselves and all of that kind of thing. But to me, that just means they're amateurs. And in my experience, the experience of Curve students and other young people I know, you hear all sorts of stories about how poorly landlords perform, you know, to the point that you often hear from renters that they actually don't want to complain because they'll be perceived as a nuisance by the landlords. So they put up with all sorts of things that they shouldn't have to put up with.
So speaking on setting greater standards for landlords, the Greens have proposed the idea of a warrant of fitness program for rentals and having more consistent recording of landlords and rent prices through a national register. How important do you think this is?
I think that really we do need a register of landlords, because actually when you're operating a property that someone else is a tenant in, you really have to know a bit more about what you're doing when you're making money out of someone. So we have regulations when it comes to all sorts of other services that are making money out of people. But actually, kind of like regulations in the renting area are kind of not up to present standard. I'll give you an example as well. The Labor MP, Helen White, she's noticed that even though there's been a requirement recently through the Healthy Homes to improve heating and that sort of thing in rentals, there's no requirement for landlords to do curtains. So there's no point in putting a heat pump or a decent heating into a rental if, you know, that heat is going straight through the glass and out the window. Landlords do quite frequently put in blinds and things like that because they're cheaper and they're easier to clean. But actually, curtains aren't just about looking pretty. They're about kind of thermal efficiency and keeping places warm. So there are all sorts of kind of little things that landlords could be doing better.
Are there any gaps in the Greens pledge or areas that you believe need greater focus in terms of improving rental conditions?
I think there's a whole heap of things when you look at kind of how people do in Europe. Pets as of a right, being able to repaint walls as of right, much, much longer tenure so that you really feel part of the community, that kind of thing. I think there's so many things that we could do, but this is the beginning and really worth doing. Of course, we'll hear lots of screaming and shouting from landlords, you know, and every time, we saw this with the healthy homes as well, every time they're asked to kind of improve things a little bit, they start complaining about how it'll cost too much and they'll get out of the rental market and that sort of thing. That is an issue, but kind of the rights of people who are paying money for accommodation is even more important, I think.
Where does this pledge from the Green Party leave young people in terms of the upcoming election?
I don't want to be giving advice to people, but, you know, on our political spectrum, on one side you've got parties that say the market will look after everything. Don't worry about it, let's have less red tape, less regulation. And at the other end of the spectrum, you've got a couple of parties, you know, left-leaning, who do realise that the market doesn't work for most of us. The market kind of operates to exploit most people, in my opinion, and make the rich richer and the poor poorer. So that's my point of view on it.
That was Bill McKay, Senior Lecturer at the University of Auckland School of Architecture and Planning, speaking to me on the Green Party's pledge to renters.